The scripture lesson tonight is from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. This is the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Let's pray. Father, tonight as we gather, we need to see how needy we are for your grace. And to think that your grace is sufficient. And so would you direct our hearts and minds to the fulfillment of the grace and truth that is in you alone, Jesus. And we ask this in your great name. Amen. And you may be seated. Before we get going, I would like to request one of the ushers come up and bring the communion, the tray and the cup. I know it's back there, but this is a night of crazy grace, so I'm extending grace for whoever would do that tonight. Yes. So if you would do that, please. That's okay. I appreciate that. Well, in case you don't know me, I'm Steve Thompson. I serve as one of the elders here at La Crescent Evangelical Free Church. And it is truly a privilege tonight to be able to bring you the Word of God on this Maundy Thursday. There's something to think about here that you may not have noticed before in our text from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. And it's this. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he did something crazy. He washed the disciples' feet, which included Judas, his betrayer. Would you or I do that? Probably not, but Jesus did. That's crazy grace. That's what I call that. And grace, by the way, is when we're undeserving of something, but receive it anyway. And get this, we're all undeserving. So what do I mean by crazy grace? It's grace that's lavished upon someone we wouldn't expect. Lavished so much so that it doesn't make sense. It's grace that's so outrageously full of compassion, we wish we had some of that. It's an outlandish kind of grace as only God Himself could give to those who don't deserve as much. That's the crazy grace which is found exclusively in Christ alone. However, there's something we need to keep in mind, that crazy grace is costly. Think about this. Justice requires the guilty to be punished. God's punishment for sin is death. Jesus paid the price with costly grace when he received God's punishment for our sin as he bled and died on the cross. That's how guilty sinners are made right with God. And when a sinner like you or me receives God's grace through trusting in Christ alone, he or she receives the greatest gift of all, Jesus himself. A gift certainly undeserved, but given by God anyway. That's the good news message of the cross, church. So let's take a look at this example of Jesus' crazy grace on that night so long ago when he washed the disciples' feet, including his betrayer, Judas. Imagine yourself at the Last Supper. The room had been prepared as Jesus said it would. All of the disciples were gathered at the table with Jesus. This would be the last meal the Lord would eat with his disciples, the 12, before his death on the cross. Jesus had challenged them at an earlier time whether they would continue to follow him, because many of his disciples had turned away. He had chosen them, yet one of them would betray him. Let's take a look at what God says about that in John chapter 6, verse 70 through 71. It says, Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil." He spoke of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. Think about it. Even on the night of his betrayal, the Lord Jesus did something that displayed crazy grace. He washed the feet of his disciples, including his betrayer, Judas. And let's reiterate what we read from our text just a few moments ago, taking a look at John chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around him. Now let's get this picture in our mind. Jesus, the Lord of Lords, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, washing the disciples' feet. This was a job relegated to the lowest of the low. And yet, here was the Lord Jesus himself serving his friends as their master and yet their servant. Jesus had even said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now think of it. In order to wash someone's feet, the one doing the washing has to stoop down. Think about it, church. Jesus would have stooped down, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, to wash the disciples' feet, even the one who was a traitor and a thief. Think about that. And not only that, think about this too. He didn't come to Judas after he had washed the feet of all the other disciples and say, "Judas, I know what you're going to do. I'm not going to wash your feet." No. Jesus washed even the feet of the one who would betray him unto death. That's insane. That's nonsense. That's crazy grace. Many of you may remember a man named Charles Colson, formerly known as President Richard Nixon's hatchet man. He experienced Jesus' crazy grace. In fact, in 1973, Mr. Colson was born again, which means the soul, the inner man, is reborn to a new life in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. And by the way, Mr. Colson was the author of numerous books which point to Christ, as well as the founder of Prison Fellowship. He said this about stooping down to serve others, especially the unlovable. "It's difficult to stand on a pedestal and wash the feet of those below. So here's a call, church, to embrace Jesus and His crazy grace. Yes, Jesus, the Lord of Lords, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, stooped down. He condescended to wash the disciples' feet, which included Judas. Why would Jesus do that, even for His betrayer? The answer is to the praise of His glorious grace and according to the riches of His grace. When Jesus stoops down to offer His crazy grace, how do we respond? How would you answer that? Is there an embracement and even a willingness to follow His example and wash the feet of a Judas? Or is there rejection and repulsion? According to the Bible, Judas shared in Jesus' ministry along with the other disciples. Everything appeared to be okay. But in the end, Scripture says that Judas turned away from Jesus and rejected the grace of God. In reality, Judas was following a path of destruction. If you haven't trusted Christ as friend, Savior, and Lord, you're following a path of destruction. Everything may seem okay. You might even go to church. You may be a good parent. You might even be very charitable in giving your time and money. All of those are good things, but they don't make a person right with God. Only trusting Jesus through faith alone can do that. He is the only way to God. So tonight, perhaps the Holy Spirit is working in your heart the realization of your need for Jesus. And right now, you can receive God's grace for the first time by turning in faith toward God and away from sin. That's called repentance. And how about those of us who are already trusting Christ, perhaps even for decades? Do we trust that God's grace is sufficient for all our needs and all the situations of life? As I was preparing this message, that very statement convicted me. Do I trust You, Lord, enough to get up in front of all these people tonight and bring this message? And if not, if you stumble in your answer like I did, perhaps the Holy Spirit is working in your heart, in my heart, the realization that we're secure in Christ, and yet our need for His grace remains. And so right now, we can continue in faith toward God and repent of our sin. That's because we're all needy of embracing Jesus and His crazy grace. So here's some final thoughts. Jesus is unthinkably, outrageously compassionate and outright crazy in His love and certainly in His grace. Grace is for the lovable and the unlovable. Grace is for the sweetest grandma and grandpa. Grace is for the vilest offender. The thief, the traitor, the gossiper, the wayward child, the not so easy to get along with co-worker. Yes, crazy grace is for people like you and me. Take a look at our final scripture verse tonight from the book of John, chapter 1, about the second half of verse 17. Look closely at this verse, church, and let it sink into our hearts and minds. It says, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Only true and lasting grace comes through Jesus. Whether we've trusted Christ for years or you're someone who hasn't received Him by faith, we all need to remember this and listen closely. No matter what, grace always wins. Grace is always greater than all our sin. Grace pardons and cleanses. Grace is costly. And when the Lord Jesus stoops down, grace always abounds in a way that's incredibly crazy. Praise God for that. Let's pray before we have communion. Father, tonight as we pray, again, we are so in need to be strengthened by the grace and the truth that is in Christ Jesus, your beloved Son. Grace and truth is what we need in a world that is so in despair. So, Father, tonight I ask that as your church is gathered, that you would refresh us, restore us, and cause us to see how needy we are for that incredibly crazy grace that only you can give in Christ alone. And we pray this, Jesus, in your great name. Amen.